The stair hall, or living hall, was popular in artistic American homes of the late 1870s and 1880s. Cozy and informal, it was meant as a peaceful, welcoming space. You entered through a porch and vestibule directly from the outside. In this stair hall, that entry was located on the wall to the left of the fireplace. The paneling on the walls and ceiling of quarter-sawn white oak enhances the overall feeling of intimacy. It alludes to the warmth of early American, 17th-century oak furniture and woodwork. In typical late 19th-century fashion, an eclectic variety of other decorative motifs is also present. Lining the staircase is a screen with turned balusters in the Italian Renaissance style. The pierced and carved frieze has a Moorish flavor, and the latticework in the stairwell is Japanese-inspired. The leaded glass windows at the top of the stair landing were designed to let in suffused daylight, which would play on the variety of shapes and textures. Shadows emphasized the relief surfaces of the latticework and turned spindles. Gold highlights enriched the roundness of the deep blue-glazed earthenware vase on the landing, which was crafted by Louise McLaughlin in 1880. Look to the left. An impressive oak and sienna marble fireplace is set within an ingle nook or chimney corner. In suburban houses and cottages of the 1880s, the fireplace was considered the focal point of the room. It was even called the domestic altar. Benches lining the walls on either side of the hearth offered a cozy retreat for reading or conversation. The brass andirons in the fireplace and the tall mahogany case clock on the far right at the base of the stairs date from the end of the 18th century. In the late 1880s, objects such as these were incorporated into American interiors to serve as romantic reminders of a simpler, earlier time. The clock is still ticking. This stair hall comes from one of the early house commissions of the architectural firm McKim Meaden White. For information about the firm, press the green play button now.